and welcome to the CNBC TV 18 Market Podcast. I'm Ekta Patra here to tell you all the news and cues you need to watch out for in trade today. Well, the Nifty recovered after 9 days of losses yesterday. The Nifty recovered to close above 11,200, close to the 100-day moving average. But we still had the FIIs net sell. So they net sold around 2,012 crores, whereas the DIIs, however, mitigated it by buying around 2,243 odd crores. So it was actually a net institutional buy figure which came through if you have to minus the DII buy from the FII net sell figure. FIIs, however, have net sold for 8 consecutive sessions in our markets, so that continues to be a negative. In terms of cues to watch out for, the US markets did bounce back in yesterday's trading session. This is after Trump did call the tariff war with China a little squabble. Asia largely mixed at this point in time, SGX indicating that it could probably be a little bit of a softish start, so let's see whether there's any sort of buy on dips that emerge. Brent crude at around $71 per barrel. Well, in terms of results post-market, what stood out was the disappointing set of numbers from Pidilite, where the volume growth for Pidilite has come in at 2.5% versus the poll of 12 to 14%, and Nestle, where the profit was largely in line with estimates, profit up 9.2% on a year-on-year basis. Some amount of negative news coming in from SkyMet, where they've said that the monsoon's going to be under the shadow of the El Nino to start with, so maybe we could see some amount of updates from the IMD to corroborate this data. Results heavy day, so we have Lupin, Jubilant Foodworks, Manappuram, Petnet LNG, Torrent Power, Amara Raja, Majesco, KPIT Technologies, Mahindra Holidays, all of these stocks which will be coming out with numbers. Well, it is exit polls on Sunday, March 19th, and we just have 3 trading sessions before that, and we just have 6 trading sessions before the final election verdict on the 23rd of May. In terms of levels to watch out for the 100-day moving average, which stands at 11127.8, the 50-day moving average, which stands at 11432.5, and the 200-day moving average, which stands at 11034.6 for the Nifty. In terms of stocks and news, the result reactions that I already mentioned, Nestle as well as Pidilite will be reacting to numbers. Besides that, we have Union Bank, where the net loss was over 3,300 crores versus a poll of around a 200 crore loss. Zee Media, net loss of 93 crores versus a profit of 14.3 crores year on year. TBZ, profit down 84% year on year. PTC India, net profit down 16%. Endurance Tech, good numbers, profit up 54%. HOEC, profit 48 crores versus 16.4 crores Q1Q. Jet, things seem to be spiraling out of control. Vinay Dubey, the CEO, has resigned. Kuldeep Sharma, the company secretary and compliance officer, has resigned as well. JK Lakshmi to seek shareholder approval to raise 500 crores. And Vodafone Idea Board has approved the merger of Vodafone India Digital Limited.